You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
No, God of the Symbiotes is back. Red Hood Mature Readers series announced. Crypto contest causes controversy. This is Comic Book Club news for June 18, 2025. Guess who's back? Null is back. King in Black. That's to the tune of Without Me by Eminem, by the way. But as predicted, Marvel Comics has wrapped up its 616 Day announcements with the reveal that Null, God of the Symbiotes, will be returning in the legacy-numbered Venom 250. Written by Al Ewing with art by Terry Dodson, per Marvel, this will kick off a, quote, major symbiote saga, which pits the back-in-the-land-of-the-living Null, he was killed off at the end of the King in Black crossover, against Venom, who is currently bonded to Mary Jane Watson. Null was first introduced during Donny Cates and Ryan Stegman's run on the title in 2018, and anchored the King in Black event that consumed most of the comics universe. Later, he was featured as sort of the main villain in Venom the Last Dance, played by Andy Serkis, with a promise that big things were in store for the baddie on screen. Those big things have yet to materialize, but the whole Sony Spider-Man universe is a thing in and of itself, so let's not get too distracted with that and get back to the comics instead. Not only will Null be back, but Venom 250 will also include an Eddie Brock Carnage story by Charles Soule and Carlos Gomez, which takes Eddie back to his time as Venom. And following the anniversary issue, Venom will retain its numbering, continuing with Venom 251, Venom 252, etc. You know how sequential numbers work. Venom 250 hits stores on October 1st. You asked, and DC has delivered. Red Hood, a new ongoing in-continuity, mature readers-only comic book series written by Gretchen Felker Martin with art by Jeff Spokes. The DC All-In series is for ages 17+, and finds Jason Todd ditching Gotham City for New Angelique, and Huntress is along for the ride. In the series, Jason takes his bike, his costume, and 2 suitcases filled with guns and bullets to the city, only to discover there's a superpowered telepathic serial killer who is slowly killing off the New Angelique police. While he gets caught up in the conspiracy surrounding the murders, Helena Bertinelli shows up to either join Red Hood or work against him. Or maybe under him, if you know what I mean. Hubba hubba, awooga awooga, tongue rolls out of mouth and I start howling like a cartoon wolf. Promises DC editor Ariana Totoro, quote, Red Hood is the in-continuity story Jason Todd fans have been waiting for. Jason is going to take a crack at doing things on his own terms in a city of his own. And while you're going to need to read the series to see how that goes, but let's just say that we're not pulling any punches. Buckle up. Red Hood number 1 hits stores on September 10, 2025. Last month, DC Comics announced Crypto's Golden Biscuit Sweepstakes, where 2 readers who picked up a polybagged version of the first appearance of Crypto the Superdog on June 18 would win a chance to go to the Superman movie premiere in Los Angeles in July. Well, turns out it may be controversial due to an unannounced promo tied to the contest. Per the Beat, via Bleeding Cool, as shared by one of those retailers who likes to send Bleeding Cool pictures of comics ahead of time for whatever reason, if you don't win, you instead get a code for a free month of the DC Universe Infinite Ultra tier, which allows you to read free DC comics online. The code, by the way, is Biscuit, and you can redeem it at dcuniverseinfinite.com/join/biscuit, but you didn't hear that from me. Without any particular sourcing, Bleeding Cool shares that retailers are furious about DC seemingly tricking them into ordering physical comics just to promote digital comics, and those unnamed stores are demanding a refund and or trashing all the copies. However, studies have shown that digital comics do not not have any impact on the physical comic sales, and in fact, often helps spur them on. So a word to the wise to those anonymous retailers. Rather than putting those copies of Crypto's first appearance in the doghouse, maybe it's actually time to invest heavily in Crypto. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Albin, and when Marvel brings Null back, they should cover him in AstroTurf so he could be the grassy Null. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.